lot of good questions again on CO2 and what we're doing there. Actually, we've retrofitted a huge number. That's about 85,000 homes in London to reduce their emissions. That is the single best, biggest way you can reduce carbon output in the city. But we've also not only cleaned up ways of getting around the city, we've got the cleanest, greenest new bus anywhere in the world. We're also putting the first ever age limits for taxis, just a brave decision that was repeatedly shirked by the previous incumbent of my office. We've done that, and we will continue to drive forward measures that not only help reduce emissions, including CO2, but help save people money. And that is absolutely crucial in these things. On the idea of a pan London toll, because I mean, you point, sir, in the back, you point to the injustices of the toll, Dartford and so on, that London and East London is paying. I'll look at it. It's an interesting idea. I'll look at it. But what I would say is that you can't deliver new river crossings without financing them somehow. On which point, I think you were slagging off the cable car, weren't you?
Yes.
I want to correct you, because I'm just getting slightly fed up with hearing this gloom and negativity about let me just give you some key things that you won't necessarily hear every day about the cable car. We have so far the cable car, the Emirates Airline, has carried 1.9 million people already. That is way over 1.9 million people already. That's way over what we had predicted in our business plan. Those who use it give it higher marks in terms of visitor satisfaction, customer satisfaction, even the man two source and the London Eye. It is incredibly. And this is the final point. Not only did we get £36 million in sponsorship for that cable car, a new river crossing for London, but that Emirates airline will cover not only its revenue costs, but its capital costs by 2019. Now you cannot say that, with all respect, any other piece of government infrastructure in this city. And I think if anybody who stands on the cable car should stop. And seize this pointless negativity, folks. It's a great achievement. Yes, Jeanette, I'm coming. I don't think I deserve to be heckled by Jeanette. She's on my left. You're too close to stay heckling me. I don't mind you being here, but you're too close to heckling me. I'm going to give you an answer, which is that this was the administration that brought in the 24-hour Freedom Pass. This was the administration that continues to fund it. I brought in the 24-hour Freedom Pass. And it's something that we continue to fund and to defend and to protect. And on the point about the extension of the tram to Crystal Palace, you are wrong. We're actually, TfL are even now doing a scoping study into that extension. I think the mood of this audience tonight is, I think, wholly reflective of this debate, is reflective of the economic truth, which is that South London is a massive potential economic motor for the whole of the country. And the way to get that moving is to invest in housing and invest in transport infrastructure. And that's what we're doing. I have extended the Northern Line. I have got the government to extend the Northern Line to Battersea and to Nine Elms. We are going to see fabulous developments here in South London.
Okay, I'm going to come on to very quick responses. Jenny Jones on the environmental issues, and maybe very quickly on others, before bringing others.
Thank you.